Lacovera's usually tidy lab looks like Christmas morning as his students work around the clock to pack up Dreadnoughtus bones and ship them to southern Argentina.
We're going to move the front to here, and then we're going to turn it 90 degrees.
Based on my observations, there are two essential elements for packing the bones of one of the world's biggest dinosaurs: careful strategizing and grunting. Okay. Five students slowly lower a couple hundred-pound, three-foot-wide vertebrae off a work table and into a wooden crate on the ground below. After the bone is in place, they slip plastic grocery bags filled with packing peanuts underneath and around the edges for padding. The bones will be shipped in 100 boxes and 50 wooden crates Lacovera made himself in the lab.
Well, you can't just, you know, go to Home Depot and buy a dinosaur crate.
The crates will set sail for Buenos Aires from the port of Philadelphia next Friday. Lacovera, who's been working on Dreadnoughtus for nearly 11 years, says he'll raise a glass to the ship as it sails by.
This dinosaur is kind of like my buddy. You know, I've spent an awful lot of time with Dreadnoughtus in the desert, in the laboratory. There was a time when I was sick in the quarry down in Argentina, had a fever, and I remember just curling up around one of the bones with a blanket on me. So I've had quite a relationship with this animal. I'll definitely be sad to see Dreadnoughtus go.
A whole generation of students like Asia Carter, who grew up with Dreadnoughtus from high school through the beginning of her PhD, will be sad too.
There's a bone in there that I worked on that was kind of like my first big project as a preparator. It was my first, you know, chance to prove myself. And it's packed away now. I don't have any words. It's weird saying goodbye to something that's been in your life for so long.
Dreadnoughtus's remains will be housed in a tiny provincial museum in the Santa Cruz province of southern Argentina. Both the National Museum there and the Academy of Natural Sciences in Philadelphia hope to display 3D printed versions of the skeleton. For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Beeler.